This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces rescued a hostage found alone underground in Gaza, freeing a living captive from Hamas's vast tunnel network for the first time since the October 7th attack that ignited the war. The 52-year-old Israeli man was taken on Tuesday to a hospital in Israel, where members of his family gathered around his bedside in a joyful reunion. The rescue brought a rare moment of joy to Israelis after 10 months of war, but also served as a painful reminder that dozens of hostages are still in captivity as international mediators try to broker a ceasefire in which they would be released. As Israel approaches the anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attack that sparked the war in Gaza, the site of the Nova Music Festival has become a place of pilgrimage, Linda Gradstein reports.
Thomas Serfati came to the Nova site with a group from France.
Well, I wanted to see things with my own eyes, so back home I would be able really to better talk about it with some people, because like in America, in France, we have people that are adapting what happened, the horrors of what happened here.
The crowds of visitors include the Deputy Speaker of the Israeli Parliament, Nissim Vaturi, with a delegation from the ruling Likud party.
We come to look at these faces and to support the shout of Israel, and we saw this. This is the reason that we are fighting at Gaza.
Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Kibbutz Re'em, Israel.
Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said on Tuesday President Nicolas Maduro is angering the population with repression and by arresting children as an election dispute reached the one-month mark and the opposition's pathways to clean power seemed narrow. This is VOA News. Russia launched missile and drone attacks targeting scores of Ukrainian regions and killing at least six people, officials said on Tuesday, a day after Moscow's biggest air attack of the war on its neighbor. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday Ukraine would retaliate against Russia for its attacks. He asked allies to consider joint air defense operations and provide long-range capabilities after Russia pummeled Ukrainian energy infrastructure with more than 200 missiles and drones on Monday. UN nuclear watchdog chief Rafael Grossi says Russia's Kursk power plant is at a risk of a nuclear accident while a frontline battle rages in the region just 40 kilometers from the plant. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Grossi, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, gave his warning on Tuesday after an inspection.
When a plant is operating, the temperature is much higher, and if there was the case of an impact or something that could affect it, there would be serious consequences.
President Vladimir Putin accused Ukraine last week of trying to attack the Kursk plant. That's after Ukrainian troops carved out a portion of Russian territory this month. Ukraine has yet to respond to the accusations that it attacked the facility.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Nigeria's National Emergency Management Agency is warning fatalities caused by already deadly and damaging severe flooding in the country will increase in September and October, the usual peak period for rainfall. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
According to the latest tally on the National Emergency Management Agency tracker, some 170 people have died and some 205,000 displaced by flooding in 28 out of Nigeria's 36 states. Bauchi, Zamfara, Sokoto, Niger, and Jigawa states are the most impacted. The flooding has been caused by unprecedented rainfall and the rise in Niger and Benue rivers. And officials worry more bad weather may be ahead. Timfi Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Prosecutors on Tuesday called for 50 people, including three Americans, to face the death penalty for what the Congolese army says was a coup attempt earlier this year. Six people were killed during the botched coup attempt led by a little-known opposition figure in May that targeted the presidential palace and a close ally of President Felix Tshisekedi. The opposition later was fatally shot for resisting arrest after live-streaming the attack. I'm Joe Ramsey.